This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In a rare show of bipartisanship, Republicans and Democrats came together to pass the USDA spending bill, which was part of the bill that reopened the government. The USDA spending bill was one of just three full-year spending bills passed. We will hear more next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week, we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Here is top Ag Appropriations Democrat Sanford Bishop on the passing of the USDA spending bill.
It fully funds SNAP and WIC, replenishes the SNAP and WIC contingency funds, and fully funds cash value vouchers for fruits and vegetables for women and children. It also helps rural America funding water and wastewater programs at $446 million.
And now Ag Appropriations Chair Andy Harris, head of the fiscally conservative Freedom Caucus.
The agriculture bill provides $26.65 billion in discretionary spending, which is level with the current amounts, while also including community project funding.
The bill also includes support for producers.
This bill provides critical funding support to America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. It ensures both USDA and FDA can safeguard our nation's food and drug supply, and fully funds nutrition programs, including SNAP and WIC.
Bishop details some of the other aspects of the bill.
The bill provides $1.8 billion for the Agriculture Research Service, $1.6 billion for NIFA. I'm pleased to see that the bill language requires USDA to notify Congress before canceling grants over $1 million.
The bill also extends the U.S. Grain Standard Act and restores full FSA, NRCS, APHIS, NAS, and AMS services. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You can also find the latest episode of Pods of Potential under the podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.